entered the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate, at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonders and amazement at what had happened. Ladies and gentlemen, this young man had been a signboard, staying out there without having access to the temple. But that fateful day, the story changed. For the first time in 40 years, he walked with his two legs into the temple. Every power that says you can't get to your destination in life, that says you want to truncate the plan of God for your life, today, with your amen, that power expires in the name of Jesus Christ. I say that power expires in the name of Jesus. That power expires in the name of Jesus Christ. Where the word of the king is, there is power. To walk in your favor in the name of Jesus. Now have your seat. I'm speaking to us this morning on what I call at the place of prayer. At the place of prayer. You that is watching out there, I have a leading in my spirit to release the unction of God upon that sick man, on that sick bed. The Lord says, today is the day of your healing. On that sick bed, I speak the word of prophecy upon your life. That sick bed is not your portion. Get out of that bed in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of that bed in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of that bed in the name of Jesus Christ. Jehovah Rapha is his name. He is the Lord who heals us. Your healing is permanent. That tendencies of paralysis, I stand on this exalted altar. Who is that man who said a thing and it comes to pass when the Lord has not said it? I command that spirit of paralysis to be extinguished out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive strength from above. You will live. You will not die. You will live. You will not die. You will live. You will not die. In the name of Jesus Christ. At the place of prayer. The moment the first church began in Acts of the Apostles, after the ascension of Jesus Christ, the apostles carved a duty for themselves. And that duty was the duty of concerted prayer. Prayer became a way of life for them. To such an extent that ours have to be choosing, unlike what we do today. On Sundays, we come to church in the morning, 2-3 hours, and we are done and we go home, and that will be it. We come again maybe midweek, about an hour or two, and that is it. Maybe we'll come for midweek, women's or men's fellowship meetings, or youth, as the case may be. That's our routine today. But in the days of the apostle, it wasn't so. After the ascension of Jesus Christ, they carved a routine for themselves. And the routine was that of going to the temple 3 times every day. How many times, church? And these 3 times, the duty they had to perform was the duty of praising and prayers. And the 3 hours of prayer that they instituted and were following was the 3rd hour, the 6th hour, and the 9th hour. The 3rd hour is usually 9 a.m. in the morning. That's what they call the ninth, this third hour of the day. The sixth hour is 12 noon. And then the ninth hour is 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And so on a daily basis, 9 o'clock, they are into the temple to pray. 12 noon, they are back in the temple to pray. And 3 p.m., they again hold it. The Muslim, I think that's why they copied their prayer session, even though they have their own as five. But the point I am establishing here this morning is the fact that there was a place of prayer. They held to this routine tenaciously because they believed the apostles had there was not that Jesus is going to come in over 2,000 years. No. They were expectant that his coming is very imminent. And so we have no other duty but to go to the house of God and learn the rudiments of what we are going to do when we eventually get to heaven. That was their concern. That was why you will see Paul write and say, those of us who will be alive at the coming of Jesus, he was counting himself as among those who will be alive when Jesus will return. Because the belief there was so strong that the return of the Lord is imminent. But man proposed, God disposed. Scripture says, one day in the eyes of a man, of God, is like a 1,000 years in the eyes of man. God is not a man. You can't calculate him. You can't put him in line. He knows his plan, and his plan will surely come to fruition. Someone has said, they have been talking about the coming of Jesus. Up to now, he hasn't come. He's not going to come. And I laugh, because that is myopic idea. God cannot say a word and not bring it to pass. Evidences of what we see today were things that were talked about well over 2,000 years ago, and they are manifesting. But that's not where I'm going today. I'm talking about the hour of prayer. The place of prayer. Somebody say the place of prayer. I didn't hear you say it. Allah it well, let me hear you. The place of prayer. Prayer is an indispensable tool, just like praise that we emphasized yesterday. An indispensable tool in the heart of the believer. The more we pray, the more Satan becomes afraid of us. The more Satan fears us. And that is why the devil desires to attack our prayer life at all times. Waiting on the Lord within the week, last week, and in the course of my prayer, the Lord revealed to me, as we enter into the month of March, tell my people, it's a month of concerted prayer. A month of concerted prayer. Because, like I said, if you remember, on the 1st of January, on this pulpit, I said, the gloom is not over yet. It's not to frighten you, but to get you prepared for what is ahead. The gloom is not over. We have not seen anything new. In 2021, more are coming. Strange events. Strange things. But I know those who know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. I thought someone would say amen. Let me rush because of my time. Four things I want to submit about the place of prayer this morning. Number one, at the place of prayer, God will show up. God shows up. The passage we read, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. We see the story of a man. This man, by this time, was already 40 years old. Scripture tells us that this man was crippled from birth. This man was being carried on a daily basis to the temple gate to beg for alms. Ladies and gentlemen, I suppose, and I think I am right, that this man was already a cripple even while Jesus was around. He was already a professional beggar, but he couldn't have opportunity to get his healing from Jesus. He must have gotten near misses situation. He remains small. They said Jesus is passing. Let me see if I can get something from him. The master was present. He couldn't have the opportunity of meeting him to get his breakthrough. Ladies and gentlemen, that was not the first day that John and Peter and the apostles passed this man at the beautiful gate to go into the temple. They must have been passing him on a daily basis. In fact, I presume there must have been days while they were passing, or while they would be passing, they see him say, "Okay, anything for the boys?" It's okay, I think. They gave him money, and they will pass. Ladies and gentlemen, even that fateful day, the apostles passed him at the third hour, 9 a.m. Nothing happened. They passed him at 12 noon. Nothing happened. But when they passed him or got to where he was at the ninth hour, there was an igniting. There was a transmission of current. There was a connection of ladder from heaven to earth. The ladder carried the message of today, now your day. Every day that breaks belongs to somebody. I speak with a voice of prophecy. As you holler, amen. May today be your day in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, may today be your day in the name of Jesus Christ. May today be the day God will show up in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. When God show up in your life, the difference will be clear. God cannot show up in the life of a man and that man remain the same. Impossible. Can't. You know, they happen. When God appears, everything that is not of God must disappear. That's why he is God himself. The songwriter say he is God in himself. I pray again from this altar this morning. May Jehovah show up in your life in the name of Jesus. I can't hear your amen. I sense in my spirit that this month of March 2021, God is about to show up in somebody's life in the name of Jesus Christ. What will make it happen is your prayer. That's why the emphasis is on the at the place of prayer. In 1 hour, often run very fast. Number two, at the place of prayer, not only will God show up, miracle happens. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Come to think of it. Assuming these cripples are choosing to be taken to the high street to beg for alms, he will have missed it. Assuming he has chosen to be taken to the marketplace where we have traffic, the traffic is very high, he will have enough money there, he will have missed it. But the man choose to be taken to where? The temple gate. That's the connection. You can't be at the place of prayer and miracles will be lacking in your life. That is error. No man or woman will have an encounter with Jesus and remain the same. I don't know the miracle you are trusting God for. I don't know what you are expecting of him that has been hanging. But I know there is a God who answers prayer. He has done it before, he will do it again. His word says he is the same yesterday, he is the same today, and he is the same forever. If he says it, he will bring it to pass. Isaiah 55 verse 11, one of my favorite scriptures says, my word that has come out of my mouth will not return to me void. It must accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. If God has said it, that settles it. And I speak from this altar this morning with the voice of prophecy. Whatever miracle you are expecting from God, as you holler amen, today it catch up with you in the name of Jesus Christ. I said today that miracle catch up with you in the name of Jesus. You that is watching me online, this night you weep and you cry and you say, God, when will this problem be over? When will it be my turn? To go to the sanctuary for Thanksgiving. I speak on you right now. The miracle you have been waiting for. If God did it for this man, he will do it for you. And as you holler amen, receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. The man chose to be taken to the temple gate. Say, instead, make I die to away, make I could die for the house of God. Miracle happen, God will turn situations around. Ladies and gentlemen, the problem of many years that this man was going through expired in the twinkling of an eye. When God is involved, he doesn't count hours. He works his miracle with the snapping of finger. On that fateful day, God said, today, this problem of 40 years, you know what it means for someone to be crippled for 40 years, not 40 days, not 40 hours. He was living from hand to mouth. He was living at the mercy of people we carry him. You can imagine it. While he is there, he wants to go to the toilet, they have to come and carry him. He wants to pee, they have to come and carry him. He wants to eat, they will carry him. He had no freedom to move in on his own. What a devastating situation. That was where this man found himself. But ladies and gentlemen, can you guess? The man came as a cripple in the morning. He left as a celebrity in the afternoon. He came as a cripple. He was brought in as a cripple. He was a non-entity in the morning. He was nobody to be reckoned with in the morning. But by afternoon, he became a celebrity. Everyone was wanting to have a handshake with him. People were willing to tell him congratulations. They were willing to look at him again and again. Ladies and gentlemen, newspapers that were printed the following day, they were carrying the picture of this man. His name was ringing in the news. Every headline was having his name there. I speak with the voice of prophecy from this altar of mercy right now. Wherever they have incapacitated you, wherever they have locked you down and say you can't make it, as you holler amen, God release you in the name of Jesus. There will be a turnaround for you in the name of Jesus. There will be a turnaround for you in the name of Jesus. You can imagine the excitement of this man that fateful day. He was looking for kobo. And God said, no, you don't need it. I'm taking you from here. He walked into the temple. Those who looked down on him were looking up to him. Hey, I see the man come and say, I have a big God who is on my side. I see the high and the low in the society coming to have a handshake with him and say, you are a lucky man. You missed it in the days of Jesus. You didn't miss it in the days of the apostle. I pray for somebody today. The miracle God has prepared for you in 2021, in the month of March, no devil will steal it from you in the name of Jesus. No power will shortchange you in the name of Jesus. Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. As your pastor, I pray for you. This month, you will possess your possession in the name of Jesus. Every possession that carries your name that the evil one has been dragging from you or dragging with you, I remove their hands from your life in the name of Jesus. I disconnect them from your life in the name of Jesus. Finally, at the place of prayer, not only will God show up, not only will miracle happen, not only will God turn around your situation, God will give you a new song. Somebody say a new song. I can't hear you, holla, I say a new song. I like a new song. There is a song I cherish so much. I sing it whenever I minister while I was in my former church. God will give you a new name. He will give you a new song. He will take you to a new place. A place of victory. A place of victory. God will give you a new name. He will give you a new song. He will take you to a new place. A place of victory. Oh, place of victory. God will give you a new name. He will give you a new song. He will take you to a new place. A place of victory. Oh, place of victory.
I will give you a new name.
He will take you to a new place. A place of victory. Ladies and gentlemen, you can begin to imagine the kind of step this man will take. Peter told him, young man, look at us. Silver and gold I don't have, but what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Peter stepped down, held the man by his right hand, lifted him up. Bible scholar says, when this man was being lifted up by Peter, there was a clicking of the bones. You can hear, brah, brah. The bones that were hooked for 40 years, they began to restructure themselves. They began to enter the right perspective and the right position for the man to manifest his death. Oh, I speak from this altar this morning. Wherever you have been crippled in life, whatever kind of crippling tendencies that may have been pervading and hanging in your life, I care not to know how long it may have been, but I sense in my spirit that there is a divine power in the house that can cause a turnaround and give somebody a new song. As you call us, amen, receive that power in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that power in the name of Jesus Christ. The man picked up a new song that fateful day. I hear him say, come and join me, sing hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh has done. Come and join me, sing hallelujah.
Jehovah Jireh has done.
Come and join me. And you are sitting down. And you are sitting down.
Come and see you.
for you from this altar this morning. In March 2021, may Jehovah give you a new song in the name of Jesus. May God give you a new song in the name of Jesus. And the song you are going to sing will close the mouth of your enemies in the name of Jesus. That song will make your enemies to eat their word in the name of Jesus. His word will stand in your life. The God who gave this unique and distinct miracle to this man, he will do greater things for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The month of March is your month of celebration. Celebration will attend your way. Success will attend your ways. Breakthroughs will attend your ways. Good news will attend your ways. You have been joining others to do their celebration. This month, it is, somebody say, it is my turn. I can't hear you. Allah, I say, it is my turn. If you don't want it to be your turn, point your hand towards me and say, it is Chaplin's turn. I say, it is your 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 turn. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we want to pray. Now, listen to me. The focus of our prayer this morning will be on prayerlessness. Remember, the topic I chose for this presentation is at the place of prayer. The essence of all of these stories that we read there, the focus was on prayer. The apostles were going to the temple to pray. Three times a day, and at the ninth hour, it was in the course of going for that ninth hour prayer, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that this unique and distinct miracle happened. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the story there that caused a stir, that caused commotion in Jerusalem that fateful day, resulted from prayer. And I said it before that one of the areas of our life that the devil troubles a lot is our prayer life. He brings his fan to fan us, to weaken our prayer life, because he knows when we are weak in prayers, then he will have access to our lives. When we are strong in prayers, the devil fidgets. The devil is frightened. He is afraid. And so he weakens our prayer life. And that will be the first aspect of our focus in prayer this morning. We are going to address the issue of prayerlessness. You will agree with me, everybody here, that you are not praying as much as you would like to pray. Is that not true? Yes, that is it. You will have loved to pray more than you are praying now. But certain things will happen, and then we distort or disorganize or disorient your prayer life. This morning, the Lord wants us to address that issue before we pray for the new month. Sing that song we started with this morning. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called.
That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say, you will do. That is what you will do. That is why you are called.
One more time, one more time, one more time.
That is why you are called. That is why you are called Jehovah.
That is why you are called.
That is why you are called Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
What you say, you will do.
Say with me, oh Lord, my Father, As I open my mouth to pray this morning, I want you to show me the secret of my prayerlessness. The thing that is responsible for my prayerlessness, I want you to show me. Turn that into your prayers right now. Take whatever position. If you can't stand, you want to kneel, you want to sit, you want to lie down, just take any convenient position in this hour of prayer right now. Take whatever position that is convenient for you and then address it. Tell God, show me the secret of my prayerlessness. What is responsible for my inability to pray? Why am I weak when it comes to the subject of prayer? What fan is the devil using to fan me whenever it is time for prayer, that I become weak, I become weary? Oh God, show me. Make that your prayer. Show me the secret of my prayerlessness. I want to know it. I want to address it. In Jesus' name, we've prayed. I can't hear your amen. I want to hear a massive amen when I call for it. In Jesus' name, we've prayed. Thank you. Number two, say with me, oh Lord, my Father, I need your intervention. Wake up my dying prayer life. My dying prayer life. I speak to you. Resurrect. 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 Come on, turn that into prayers and begin to pray. My dying prayer life. My prayer life that is dying. I command you to resurrect. 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 I receive fire into my bone. Yes, my Father. Fire to pray, to make things happen. Fire to decree, and it will be established. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say with me, oh God, my Father. I can't hear you. I say, Allah, it's, oh God, my Father. Every power suffocating my prayer life, as I open my mouth to pray, let that power die. Let that power die. Come and turn that into prayers and begin to pray. Every power that is suffocating my prayer life, that is making me to be weak in the place of prayer, let the power die from my life. Let it die from my life. Let it die from my life. Let it die from my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say with me, oh God, my Father. Every spiritual giant that the devil has positioned to resist my prayer, to make my prayer not to be accessible to God, today, 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 oh you giant, I command you, go into the abyss. Die out of my life. Can you turn that into prayers? Every giant that has been positioned by the devil to distort and disturb my prayer life. What are you waiting for? Go into the abyss. Go into the abyss. Get out of my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say with me, oh God, my Father. I can't hear you. And I say, oh God, my Father. The power to pray until something happens, I receive it right now. The power to pray until something happens, I receive that power. Begin to receive it. Begin to receive it. Begin to receive it. Begin to receive it. The power to pray. The power to pray. The strength to pray. Until something happens. Until something unique happens. Until heaven responds. I receive. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. Say with me, oh God, my Father. I inject into my body the venom to pray. The power that will prompt me into prayers. In your presence, I inject it into my life right now. I receive unusual strength from on high to pray like never before. Turn that into prayers now. Begin to pray. Receive it upon yourself. Receive the venom. Yes, the venom that will prompt you into aggressive prayer. Receive that venom from the Holy Spirit right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Having received the power to pray, you are going to say with me, oh God, my Father, let my prayer stone hit the head of every Goliath in my life. I want to repeat that prayer point again. Say, let my prayer stone hit every Goliath in my life. Turn that into prayers and begin to prophesy it right now. My prayer stone, my prayer stone, my prayer stone, hit the head of my Goliath. Let that Goliath fall down and die. We are not addressing human beings now. We are addressing spiritual forces, demonic forces, spiritual wickedness in high and low places. The powers that tend to contend with your life, that tend to contend with your family. That's what we are addressing right now. Let the stone of my prayer life hit the head of my Goliath and let that Goliath fall, never to rise again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say with me, oh God, my Father, having empowered me for prayers, I cry to you today. Let every prayer moment in my life produce remarkable results. Can you turn that into prayers? Enter into that agreement with God. From today, go. Every prayer moment in my life will produce remarkable results. I will not pray for nothing. I will pray with result. 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 When I pray, result will show up. Let that be my portion, my Father. Let my prayer life be result oriented. Let it be result oriented. Let it produce remarkable result, that the world will know that I have a God who is on my side. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Two more prayer points, and that will be it. Commit this new month, the third month of the year, into the hand of God. Whatever you want this month to bring about in your life, open your mouth and begin to decree it. What you want March 2021 to be for you, open your mouth. Enter into agreement with God. What you want God to remove from your life in March, tell Him about it. What you want God to add into your life in March, tell Him about it. What you want God to make possible for you. Remember, we are at the place of prayer. I told us, at the place of prayer, God will show up. At the place of prayer, miracle abound. At the place of prayer, there is a turnaround. At the place of prayer, there is a new song. What is it you desire God to do for you? Open your mouth and talk to Him right now. He is in the house. He is in the house. He is in the house. I feel His presence. I feel His presence. He is standing by your side. He listens to you right now. Tell Him about it. 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 He's right there by your side. If He did it before, He can do it again. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me hear a massive amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I want to place a demand on heaven on your behalf. If you can catch it, it will work for you. At this moment, anything can happen. If you can catch it, it will work for you. A massive amen is all I need from you. Number one, the Lord says I should announce to somebody, whether you are right here in the church auditorium, or you are watching from your mobile phone or your tablet or whatever, I decree in this month of March 2021, your journey of life will never end halfway in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month of March 2021, anyone pursuing you, they will fall for your sake in the name of Jesus Christ. The number three stands for completeness. Whatever the Lord has started in your life, in this month of March 2021, I see divine completion for you in the name of Jesus Christ. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, in this month, March, they are visiting your home in the name of Jesus Christ. They are visiting that business in the name of Jesus. I'm visiting our office in the name of Jesus. I'm entering into that home in the name of Jesus. There is no abandoned project in your life anymore. I stand on this exalted altar to decree and declare, everything that has been abandoned in your life before, the power for completion is released upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Father. Throughout this month of March 2021, all your journey will be safe and will be smooth in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not see them and they will not see you. I say you will not see them and you will not see them. They will not see you and you will not see them. Evil forces, they will not see you and you will not see them. Wicked men, they will not see you and you will not see them. Witches and wizards, they will not see you and you will not see them. Destroyers of destiny, you will not see them and they will not see you. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. The power for successful living. As you holler a massive amen, that power catch up with you in the name of Jesus Christ. The blessings of the Lord that adds no sorrow, as you holler a massive amen, becomes your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Your resources will not be wasted in hospital. That devil is a liar. That you have become a customer. Every month you must go to the clinic. Every month you must go to dispensary. You must go to a pharmacy. I cancel it today in the name of Jesus Christ. I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone present in this auditorium and those watching us on the screen, receive divine empowerment in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord rest upon you. The grace of God overwhelm your life. Go and prosper. Go and have a fulfilling March 2021. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Let me hear massive amen 3 times. Please give us a song as we take our offering, and then we'll close. You go from here, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance of righteousness and peace and be gracious unto you. Month of March, you will march forward. There is no stopping you. Go and prosper and be what God has ordained you to be. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The peace of the Lord go with you.